Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
And finally on the program tonight, Markets and Company News. I'm joined by Makwe Maselela, owner and chief investment officer at Makwe Fund Managers. Makwe, good evening to you and welcome. Let's start with the JSE ahead of the Donald Trump inauguration today. The market up fractionally, 84,856 points, and a bit of interest in platinum and gold stocks today.
Yes, definitely. And evening to you and to the listeners. We have seen that global investors today will finally get to see the market impact on President-elect Donald Trump's return to the White House. And we know that Trump's inauguration is expected to trigger a series of executive orders and then on issues ranging from tax and tariffs. And remember, global government and business leaders will attend the annual gathering of the World Economic Forum in Davos. But also what we've seen that the Chinese government, which happens to be the biggest consumer of our commodities, left their interest rates unchanged for the one that they use for a year and the one that they use for 5 years. And then expectations continue to grow that we expect more serious stimulus coming out of China itself. And as the biggest consumer of those commodities, we see a little bit of expectations that demand will go up.
Are we going to, in the next couple of days, see more rand volatility as a result of this inauguration? I mean, today's range, 1865 to 1877 against the dollar, a little bit weaker as we speak.
Yes, it will depend on how he fares in the tariffs, because if he do a big one like 20-25%, people have been thinking that that will be inflationary. And then that being the case, it says that the central bank that side will definitely do less interest rate cuts, and that definitely will boost the dollar, and then that could be negative for the rand. But if the report that we've seen the other day that they expect to do anything between 2-5% per month, so that probably could help when it comes to inflation issues, and probably we could still expect to see some interest rate cuts coming out of the US, as we've seen with their latest inflation and producer numbers, that at least they grow less than expected. So yes, those are the possible headwinds, but all in all, we also not have to forget the potential when it comes to geopolitics.
Let's talk about geopolitics, if we can. Tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken, President Ramaphosa addresses the WEF meeting in Davos in Switzerland. The broad theme of the meeting this year is collaboration in the intelligent age. What does the world want to hear from the president tomorrow?
That we know he's been telling them even the past 5 years that we are open for business. I think what they want to hear this time around is that what it is that you are doing to demonstrate that you are really open for business. The structural reforms that we've been telling you about, are you implementing, yes or no? How far are you? The issues with our infrastructure, how far are you? And I think they all know what we intend to do, but he has to show them that South Africa, including the continent, we are ready to do business. And it has been quite some time that we have been saying that Africa is the last frontier. I think this is the time that we have to start seeing action.
Do you think the world is open to that message? Do you think that there's more of a benign outlook as far as South Africa and the continent is concerned?
Yes, especially South Africa after the GNU, because there have been expectations, but men, you know that the first time when he took over as the president, people had positive expectations, but unfortunately some of them didn't materialize. But this time we're thinking that they will materialize, and hence we've been seeing what the rent has been doing and what the bonds has been doing since the formation of the GNU. And that's all at the back that people expect that all those structural reforms will start to be implemented.
And those sentiments that you're expressing are in fact also expressed by a new survey by the South African Chamber of Commerce and Industry. And it's two sides to the coin here. On the one hand, there is a more optimistic outlook on business. And if there's internal optimism, obviously that's going to give some bullish sentiment as far as international investment is concerned. But two out of three respondents expect trade conditions to improve over the next 6 months, but there is still concern. In December last year, for instance, only 35% of respondents in that same survey reported favorable trade activity. So there is optimism, but there is still a lot of work to do in that respect. Am I right?
Definitely. And I think it's only fair for people to continue to be cautious. And we've seen that the trade condition is still under severe pressure. And then you are right that, you know, as much as we've seen improvement when it comes to the load shedding issues, some improvement as well when it comes to the infrastructure, that the guys are working on it. And I think it's only fair that one has to be cautious, but the beauty here is hope is still there, and which is very important, because if people are confident going forward, then that encourages people to spend money today, whether it's businesses or consumers or investors. The critical thing is the confidence has to pick up when people look into the future going forward.
Critical number out tomorrow or Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken. Stats SA, in fact, Wednesday. Stats SA releases December's inflation data. And there's a bit of concern here. We do have a slightly weaker rand. There are rising oil prices, and maybe this casts something of a shadow over the outlook. What's your sense?
Yeah. Remember, December consumer inflation, as we're saying, yes, is expected, but November was 2.9%. So to put this into context, we've got a target of 3 to 6%. But more importantly, the Reserve Bank is comfortable when the inflation expectations, that inflation for the next coming 3 to 6 months, is anchored around 4.5%. I'm saying that to say that even if we get 3.1% or 3.2%, we're still in the safe area, meaning that it doesn't have to affect the decision when the guys have to make an interest rate decision later this month.
And Makwe, finally, I just want to pick your brains on an interesting story in Business Times yesterday. Absa, it reported, embarking on a search for a new chief executive. We know that Ari Rotenbach, the incumbent, retired. And the newspaper saying the transformation has got to be the focus of the group's succession plan. But it's gone down that route in the past, I think, with Daniel Minnelli. And he lasted, 16 months or so? So the pressure really is ratcheting up on the organization.
Definitely it is, and maybe people have to realize that in less than or 7 years' time, the guys will be having their seventh CEO. That doesn't look good for stability going forward. So yes, the guys have to make sure that at least they give market some confidence that the guy know what they're doing, and also satisfy our social economic issues to make sure that transformation has to be implemented. And then there are so many executives, fortunately, in APSA, but most of them got to be moved sideways instead of them being moved upwards. And I think now is the time. And also talks to them having lack of succession plan. By now, they shouldn't be having an issue. They should be knowing that who's going to be next in line. Look into their peers. I mean, Standard Bank CEO has been there for more than 10 years. Nedbank are talking over 14 years or so. So they have to come to the party, as well as APSA executives, that have a good succession planning. Stop moving people sideways. Start moving them upwards.
And just for the record, APSA share price today, 191 rand and 50 cents. That's down 0.2%. We'll talk to you next week. Makwe Maselela from Makwe Fund Managers. Always appreciate the time and the insight.
Heart Business on Heart 102.7 with MoneyWeb.